The Mishnah tells at the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, in the context of Tkiyah Shofar, but it's a more general principle, that if you're Misha Inu Machliv Vidavar in a Yachal Hoshis Rabbi Dechavas. Mishnah end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah says that if I want to motzi you, presumably the Shomei Ka'una, that can only work if I am Machliv in what it is I'm trying to help you be Yotze. So for instance, a woman is not, a Jewish woman is not obligated to hear shofar. It's a mitzvah to say shazman grama. She certainly can volunteer. As a matter of fact, I think the Bahagrei says that it's been more than a millennium that it's been minig Yisrael, the women go out of the way to make sure to hear shofar, even though minat Torah not mechuyavos. Not minat Torah, not midrabanan. That's the ancient minig Yisrael, but lamasa, not mechuyavos. So the din is, if she wants to go hear shofar, it's gevaldik, but she cannot blow shofar to be motzi me. Because I am mechuyav b'davar, and she is not mechuyav b'davar. It calls she'eno mechuyav b'davar, and yachal hotziz rabbi dechavasa. You're pater, you can't be motzi me v'shomea ka'ona. That's a mission. One example of that appears to be the middle of Daf Chaf on the base of Brachas. The Gemara has a comment that you have in front of you, right before the two dots, at the bullet of the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, right before the little test. Katan bar chiyuvu. Gemara says a katan. How could it be, the Gemara says, that a katan and a gadol eat a meal together, and that the katan is bimotzi the gadol? Brachas dav chaf mabed. The Gemara says not shy.
Which part is this?
Near two-thirds of the way down. Mom, one line.
What page, what segment?
Brachas Dav Chaf Mabez. The Gemara says, how could it be that that katan is motzi gadol, but the katan is not chayiv in the mitzvah of benching, the gadol is? Again, an application, the Gemara in Brachas Dav Chaf Mabez, in the middle, is applying the principle that Rav the Tana already formulated in the Mishnah at the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. Hakadama number one. Hakadama number two is the next piece of Gemara on Brachas Dav Chaf Amud Beis. Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was very taken by the fact that Klal Yisrael, as a nation, we go out of our way to do even more than what Kadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. What's the example? Here, right before the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. Two lines before, Shekasav Tilehem BaTorah. Ah, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote my Torah, V'yachalta V'savatu V'erach L'Shem L'kecha, that the mitzvah of Berakas HaMazon depends on V'yachalta V'savata, that you ate and you're satisfied, you have a solid meal. Otherwise, if you didn't have a solid meal, you're not mechuyav in a Torah to bench. V'heim edaktik l'atzman ha'kazayis ha'kabetza. And yet, the Jewish people, we the Jewish people have imposed on ourselves a chiyuv drabanan to bench, even if you only have a kezayis or a kebetza. So with those two things in mind, number one, you can only be motzi others, the motzi has to be mechuyav b'davar, and number two is the fact that benching is only a chiyuv daraisa if you eat a full meal, that combination is what sets up a problem when we look at the story of Yana and Mouth. Let's take a look at the story of Yana and Mouth. The Bechasa Mouth, you saw it in Chavrusa. That's the story. Remarkable story. Anyways, Yana and Mouth, Mouth, Kriku, Rifta, Badeh, Yana, King Yana and his queen. Queen, I believe, is Shalom Tzion Amalka. She, unlike her husband, was a tzaddikus. Her husband was not a tzaddikus. He also was not tzaddik. They ate a meal together. Because he had killed all the rabbis.
Wow.
He was not a tzaddik in the slightest. He was murderous. He had massacred the rabbis. You know from other sources that was driven by, it seems like there were tzaddikim who had managed to gain political influence and convince the king that the rabbanim are his problem. The Jews who followed the rabbanim, who believe the Jews, the traditional Jews who subscribe to the Tarash Rafa, the Prussian, They're the cause of all this problem. If only you can get rid of all the prushim and just embrace the tzukim, then life will be peachy. That's what the tzukim that convinced Yana. And Yana, he apparently was very open to experimenting with this approach, and murder. Every rabbi gets handed. So murder was okay, but he needed to bench. About the iron. We talk about religious schizophrenia. The Jew is very machpel in the Baal of Chaveros, some of the Baal of Allah comes out the window. Or vice versa. Right? There are people who are incredibly careful with being sensitive to others. Shabbos kashrus, somehow the Shabbos kashrus tefillin, those fall by the wayside. That's terrible. It's also terrible. The reverse. The Jew, Shabbos kashrus, Tar Sash Baha, all the Hidurim. But somehow taking care of other people, that somehow falls by the wayside. Those are both missing half the portrait. Now Yana is a particularly extreme version. He wanted to bench, but he murdered people. That's hard to make sense of this. But again, as I said before, Baruch Hashem, none of us have any interest in what Yana did, but sort of in a much, 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 much more mild fashion. The core, one of the core problems is this sort of compartmentalization, bifurcation, like I'm going to keep this part of halacha, not that part of halacha. That is that problem in more mild versions, non-homicidal versions, does, unfortunately, have a lot of prevalence. Anyhow, so here we have this Yana Yanalach. It would be laughable if it wasn't so tragic. He killed the old Rabbanim. And now he's looking desperately for who's going to bench for who's the emotion of invention. Obviously, he was an Amaret, did not believe the same invention himself. He needs someone to emotion invention. So what's he going to do? So he says to his wife, I'm a little dismissive. Not Yavlan Davra, in a Bravlan. Ah, if only we could find someone who could bench for us. So she says to her husband, Amalei Ishtabali di Maisina Lach Gavra de la Mitzarisle. Swear to me. If I bring you a man who can bench, you're not going to give him a hard time. This is a little bit. You want someone to bench, what's going to happen afterwards? Is he disposable? He'll bench, and then afterwards off with his head? I can't expose anyone to that sort of risk. And by the way, the word Mycena is a great example of several things. Number one, just as a very brief sidebar. Maisina, the shoresh is asa. Some other time, asa is one of the six verbs of motion. We should talk about that some other time. They're very good to have in your back pocket. But asa is to come. Asa. Asa in Aramaic, in Hebrew, that would be lavo, ba. Now, how do you say to come is lavo? To bring is to cause someone or something else to come, right? Is mevi or hevi. So in Aramaic, that would be maisi or icy. And then to say I bring, ani mevi, in Hebrew would be mevi ani. In Aramaic, it could be Maisi Ana or Maisina. If it was English, there would be an apostrophe there because it's a contraction. It's like turning is not into isn't. That happens all the time in Aramaic. Like Ka'amrina is Ka'amri Anan. It happens very rarely in Hebrew. There are very few examples that happen in Hebrew. Yicholani is an example in Hebrew. Is Yacholani. But typically in Hebrew, the present tense doesn't tell you which person it is. And there was me or you or him. And you just add a pronoun, a maybe ani. But plural is different. But singular, you can't really tell. You add a separate pronoun. In Aramaic, typically, in the Aramaic of Talmud Bavli, they get combined into one. Now that you saw it, you'll see it all the time. All the time. Anyhow, coming back here. Ishtabali swear me that Masil Akava, Imani my Vilacha Adam, Ish, Lomansarasle. He says he swears, Aisise, she brought him. Who did she bring? ICSA, by the way, is a different type of contraction. ICSA is something you do have in Hebrew also, that's adding the past tense verb to adding to the end of the past tense verb the object. Hey, via oso. ICSA. Heavy atom. That you have in Hebrew also. Heavy atom. So ICSA, she brought whom? Shimon and Shetaf. She brought Shimon and Shetaf. Her brother. Wow. The chief rabbi, and you know from the first parak of Pirkei Avos, one of the Zugas. The chief rabbi was the brother-in-law of the king who killed all the rabbanim. Talk about it. Complex family dynamics.
It's crazy.
Shlomtzil Hamalka was a sister of the chief rabbi and a wife of the king who murdered the rabbanim. She was in a very complicated position. She brings him in. Also, they did it up. So Yana sits him right down to Chief Rabbi, in between the king and the queen. And he says, oh, Chazis, Kamri, Hakabri, no. See how much kavod I'm giving you. Ah, so much kubit between the king and the queen. Shemesh Shetzel says that. Food? Come on. He dishes it right back. Oh, kavod. If you could, you would kill me. Kavod my foot. He says he says it more diplomatically and with a tartar. I'm like, Lava at Kabakusli. You're not the one giving me the covenant. Hello, Raisi Demokusli. The covenant I have because of the Torah. Apostle, Salsus Romeka to Chabdeka Ki to Chabdeka. It's the Torah that provides me with Romus, the Torah provides me with the covenant. So Amar Allah then the king turns to the queen and says, what is this? Kachazdal Makal Mars. You see, he's not giving me respect. Now, again. The irony in the story is intense. And it certainly is a part of this Agnata, sort of one layer of the Agnata, sort of to give this a caricature of Yana. So incredibly out of touch, Yana, so out of touch with accuracy socially, with accuracy morally, and obviously meant to be something we can look in the mirror and say, but to what extent are we in miniature? You know, guilty of some of the same core issues. And then we get to the halach part of the book. So what happens? They give him a cup of wine, tibetch. And what does he do? He drinks it. Which sounds like another potch in the face of Yana. I give him a cup of wine, tibetch, I just drink it. Who do you think you are? Big says, no, I actually have to do that because how am I going to bench? How am I going to bench? What am I supposed to say? Bar sha'ochi yana v'chaveir v'shalom? It doesn't make any sense. You want me to say Baruch Shalom Mishloch? I have to eat. So he drinks a cup of wine. And what is it going to have going? And here's the key line with Halacha. I'm going to be Abba Breger Chibar Abba Shem and Shetel with Armeya Da'avid. Chibar Abba's son said that we don't pass like Shem and Shetel. We would have a higher standard. Because my father, says Rabbi Abba, my father, Rechi Bar Abba, said in the name of his Rabbi Yochanan, La'olei Motzei Yisrael Nechavasan Adjioho Kazayiz Daga. You can't be bent for others, said Rabbi Yochanan, unless you yourself have the kazayas of bread. Shut. So, that was Shimon Shetach Shita, he's a Tana, he's a Tana Shita, we don't pass like him. Apparently, other Tanaim disagreed, that's where Rabbi Yochanan was recording. So, okay, we don't pass him. So Rashi points out, meaning we say that to have a glass of wine does not suffice. But to have a kazayis of bread does. Right? That's the Yotze Mikal HaAmar. That's the bottom line of this Gemara. What are the Rishonim bothered by? The Gaonim are bothered by, the Rishonim bothered by what? The steer between and the Gemara Daf Chaf. Right? Here we're saying, I ate a kazayis of bread, which a Gemara Daf Bottom Daf Chaf Beis says means I'm chayv midrabanan, I'm being motzi other people. But on earlier Daf Chaf Beis, we said the katan, who presumably is a chayv to bench midrabanan as chinuch, cannot be motzi the gadol, assuming that the gadol is chayv in the Torah. So which one is it? Can a mechayv midrabanan? We know that if you're not mechayv at all, you can't be motzi. A woman is not mechayv to special bread at all. That's clear mission. It cannot be motzi. How about if I'm min haTorah, I'm not mechayev, but midrabanan I am? So which one is it? Our Gemara says yes. Daf Chaf says no. Which one is it? So there are at least three different approaches that you saw. Right. Bahag says, there's no kasha. You're just missing, he gives it in a sense, a simplest answer. He says, there's no chidush halacha here. The problem is that the question, that the problem with him is not the chidush halacha. What Rishon aren't happy with is his shot and story, right? He says, yeah, if I ate a kazayis, I came out to you. If you ate a kazayis, if I'm full and you're full, both mechuyim at Torah, that came out to you. If I ate a kazayis, that came out to you. If you ate a kazayis, he says the Gemara isn't saying any chidush halacha. The Hag says the Gemara Daf Chav controls. Mechuyim Rabbanim cannot be mostly mechuyim at Torah. Our Gemara Torah case, they all ate a kazayis. No one was full. No one was chayav in the Torah. So they're all the same level of chiyuv. Hunky dory. In Lamdus is very easy. The problem that we're trying to point out is that what? Is that, but it's hard to imagine, and this is why it's important to see the context of Yana. If you just had Rabbi Yochanan, okay, he said, if I ate a kazayis daga, I came out to you. Maybe you also ate a kazayis daga. But Rashi tells me that, yeah, but Yanai, the king, we think the king sat down and really wasn't, didn't get up full. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. As the Rashi says, hard to imagine. Hard to imagine that that's true. The Bahag is correct. The Mechuyim Jabban, you can also say other Jabbanon. But our Gemara seems to be a case where you're Mechuyim Min HaTorah. So we're going to see Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think we're going to, well, maybe we'll start with Shir and then we'll go to Seder afterwards. Well, we'll flip it. We'll start with Shir, finish the Sugya, and then we'll go to this Mishnah afterwards. So we'll pick up, we'll begin. We know that tomorrow with Rashi and Tosus, neither one likes the Bahagis in terms of Pshat and the Gemara. So then the question is, so how do you resolve Katan cannot be Motzi the Gadol, but the one who ate the Kazayas can be Motzi the one who had a full meal. So what's going to give? Rashi has a Pshat, Tosus has two problems with Rashi. Each of Rashi Tosus' problems is a major conceptual statement and really becomes, seems like a very significant Lamed Shemachokas between Rashi and Tosfos, one of which will take us right back to the world of Chinuch. And let's sit down for questions, but whoever's running to lunch, by all means.
What was the